it's always difficult playing against him. You know, he's a great competitor and he fights on every single point. I'm hoping for a good match. I'm hoping for a match where I can really go out there and get to explore my tennis through a lot of heavy shot making and making it you know, physical. It's never not going to be physical against him. He always gets balls back, always fights for a single point. So I'm expecting a competition at its highest.
Hi, Stefanos. Axel Alfaro from Tennis Point Channel. Talking about the Mexican crowd, in this tournament, every match, the majority has always cheered for you. How important is the fact for you, and how that influences your confidence?
It's great having them by my side. They have been very supportive. They have been very loving in recent years. So this is something that I'm always looking forward to whenever the Australian Open season is finished. I know that it's followed up by some really fun and positive sort of environment, which happens to be in Mexico. And this is something that I'm really looking forward to, and it gives me a lot of positives and a lot of great feelings before heading to Acapulco or Los Cabos to play tennis.
Hi, Stefanos. Iván Alfie from Teo Azteca. An incredible victory today. You added 5 more aces. It seems like you are on a roll with that. Are you motivated to add to the donations?
Yes, I'm very motivated. I want to get a lot of money for the people of Acapulco. I want to feed a lot of people. I want to provide to a lot of people. This is my mission with it. Of course, the part of my mission is to play good tennis and then focus on the court to get the best outcome and result as a tennis player. But I think there is also a strong reason and a strong sort of mission that comes behind it, which is to do good through tennis.
Hi, Stefanos, congratulations. Freddy Figueroa from El Economista. My question is, talking about this situation, what was your main motivation to support people affected here in Acapulco, the Acapulqueños, like you said, in the stadium? And do you think that this makes a bigger relationship between you and Mexico from now on?
You know, the truth is, when I'm treated nice and when I'm welcomed into a country, it's absolutely normal for me to give back to the people that have treated me so well and have given me all their love. I come from a country that suffered a lot about 10 to 12 years ago with the economic crisis, and I can only understand how difficult it can be for people to lose homes, to lose, to be financially restricted, and to lose big portion of their assets due to hurricanes, disasters, such as in my case, it was completely different to what it is in Acapulco. But